morning, good evening, whatever the case may be, coming to you from Comic City 2 in Madison, Tennessee.
Son of Maddie.
It's time for the Geekly Debate. And on track today for us is a...
Taylor.
Robert.
Adam.
And Gomer.
And what are we talking about today?
We are talking about our favorite thing coming in 2015.
Maybe a better way to say it. What are we looking forward to the most in
2015? What do we anticipate? Yeah, what are we looking forward to the most in 2015? Yeah, and then we'll revisit this in December 2015 and see if we were cool or not.
We decided not to shoehorn. We were thinking maybe just movies, but we're not going to shoehorn it.
Yeah, because there's a lot of things going on. Yeah. And I don't know if I would pick mine, the one I'm going to pick based just on movies.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, so I'll start, because my pick is Star Wars, and not just because of the movie that's coming out, although that's going to be huge.
It's going to make a ton of money, if nothing else.
Oh, dude, and yeah, it's still a year away. But in less than 2.5 weeks, Star Wars Issue 1 from Marvel Comics comes out.
What is Black Fleet's cost?
That's really, really what I'm looking for. $60. That's really what I'm looking forward to the most. We get that book, the Star Wars, then we get a Princess Leia book, and we get a Darth Vader book, and who knows, in July that Princess Leia book will probably be replaced by something else.
And we're going to see the second half of the first season of Rebels come back.
That's another big part
Leia
of it.
Leia and Vader are both supposed to be limited series, but I am looking forward to the comics quite a bit.
Me too.
Probably more than the movie, to be honest.
At this point, definitely more. Well, I haven't seen enough of the movie to really be able to wrap my head around what I should be excited for.
I don't want to fall for a trap again, where just because Star Wars is in the title that, oh, it'll be grand. No, that was... Yes,
That was Phantom Menace.
Yeah, we all fell
we
for it.
We did that for Episode 1.
Yeah.
And we still have that bitter taste in our mouth.
Exactly.
So not to piss on your parade, but the movie could be great.
No,
I hope it is.
Yes,
but,
I'm hoping it's everything that Star Trek was. Oh, he has a new hope.
Yeah.
Who's next?
I saw what you did there.
What's next?
That was one of the most awkwardly forced things.
No, it was great. I thought it fit perfectly.
But no, Star Wars, yeah, that could be pretty damn cool.
Yeah. In all of it, I mean, we might get new video games. It's a big year for Star Wars.
Yeah, well, just
not only... Back to just being a bit hesitant to be behind the movie so far, J.J. Abrams recently, I thought, did a pretty bad job with Star Trek.
He did a terrible job with Star Trek.
Star Wars is a beast of a different kind.
Well, he turned Star Trek into Star Wars. Yeah. So now he just needs to make Star Wars, and he'll be fine.
Watch the Star Wars movie be the one where everyone is sitting around talking.
Sitting around a table for 2.5 hours.
Trying to figure out how to stop an AI. No.
Like some moral quandary comes up.
I figured out how to teleport.
That's like the guy with the broadsword lightsaber, and then he just like starts writing a treatise in the snow with the lightsaber.
No!
All right.
Who else has?
I won't let you harm these indigenous life
forms. All right, I'm actually looking forward to the
beam me up, Ben.
I'm actually looking forward to the DC Comics shows continuing in 2015.
You're talking about Arrow,
Constantine, Flash.
Oh, great news for Constantine!
New time slot.
New time slot. It made it through the death rattle that is 10 o'clock on a Friday night.
It made it through Dead Sweeps. Awesome. Friday. I'm looking forward to Constantine, Flash, Arrow, and Gotham.
Yeah.
Those are some just great shows. Great. You know, Arrow, it puts the mythic, but it demystifies it so that they're able to incorporate it into a non-CG needed.
Yeah. As good of a job as Marvel is doing in the films, DC is dominating TV. And if they
Marvel's got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And
that's it right now.
They've got one coming. Netflix stuff,
yes,
on the way.
No, they've actually got another show start.
Oh, Agent Carter is going to start a couple weeks from now.
Yeah, got a limited run.
Limited series.
But if it gets picked up, say.
It does look promising. What about the other DC TV shows that are slated to possibly premiere next year? Isn't Krypton supposed to get a pilot sometime next year?
That's on the sci-fi.
That's on sci-fi.
Yeah. That's like Superman without Superman. That's Gotham for Superman.
Exactly.
It's Superman's great grandfather. Yeah. What it's
so
about.
Weird.
So it's going to be bad.
No, it's not even Jor-El.
Yeah, it's not even Jor-El.
It's not even Jor-El. It's basically going to be the TV equivalent of the Kents.
Basically.
That might be good.
I would rather watch the Kents.
I would not rather watch the Kents. Ma and Pa Kent Farming.
No, not Ma and Pa Kent Farming. The Kents. The one that was like back in the 1800s.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Ma and Pa Kent's grandparents. The ones that
were
like...
What does that have to do with Superman?
They had a comic book series called the Kents.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, and it was basically the Frontier Kents.
How did superheroics play into that at all?
Because it was the values they passed on.
That oh, okay, okay.
It's the values and stuff, such
yeah.
that were instilled into each generation, which becomes instilled into
okay.
Clark. Gotham works because there's like this giant cast around Batman that you can put into the show. You can have Penguin, you got Commissioner Gordon, Harvey Bullock.
Yes.
There's a big secondary supporting yes. cast that you can draw on.
That is
for
Batman's
the
primary
show.
Cast.
Krypton does not have
no,
that. It
no.
was blown the fuck up.
The dog.
These
wasn't
the
that
dog.
Like one of your complaints when Gotham came out?
Where, I
like,
said.
But
no,
they
actually, my complaint
too
was
much
the,
into the first episode.
My complaint no. was the opposite. My complaint was that you don't want it to just be constantly winking.
You don't want
at
it to rely
Batman.
On that.
You don't want it. In fact, you don't want the show to be just, hey, these guys all know Batman.
Yeah,
you don't
exactly.
Want, you want them to stand on their own legs.
It was the Edward Nygma early on.
Not just be the
nod.
Wink at Batman
yeah.
the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole, hey, this is the Riddler.
Yeah, hey, this is the
what
Riddler.
What the hell does Krypton
elbow?
Have besides winking at it being a Superman?
Nothing.
It's a cool society, I guess, but going in...
And not even, how is it a
there's
cool
no,
society?
Well, okay, there's like cool sci-fi elements.
Okay, yeah.
One of the things Man of Steel did pretty well was showing kind of this alien world of Krypton.
There's no way the Man of Steel version of it's going to be in that show.
Well,
though.
Certainly not. But,
oh yeah,
way too, much,
too much budget.
Yeah,
yeah
way
too,
too
much,
much
budget.
We're getting a little off topic.
Yeah, though. We are. Let's talk about something else from next year that we're excited to be waiting on. I am excited about Krypton just to see how they do it.
I'm excited.
But, Bob, you're absolutely right. Flash was amazing this year. The Green Arrow tying into Flash was good. Gotham had a great debut. Yeah, it's going to be a good year for DC shows.
And I really enjoyed Constantine.
I did, too.
And I'm looking forward to the second half.
What is its new time slot? I just know
I
it's not going to be
eight,
Suicide Slot anymore.
8 or 8-7 Friday. I think it... Or maybe 9-8. It's still on Fridays.
It's still
it's
on
earlier.
Friday.
Well, yeah. It's still
I know.
Friday,
I'm still yeah. always doing stuff on Friday, so...
Well, there's still Hulu.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It'll just come on Hulu a couple hours earlier, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Who else has something for the next year?
I'm looking forward to all these like 80 movies getting like reboots or touch ups.
Okay. Like what?
So Terminator,
Mad Max. Terminator.
Oh yeah.
Jurassic Park, which
yes.
is early 90s.
Still,
it counted
in the
80s. Yeah. Still had that same feel. Spielberg wasn't done with his 80s feel by the time he had gotten there.
Yeah, he was still
hell,
are they
making Jaws 4 or whatever?
Yeah, right.
But, you know, it's like Mad Max is getting the Fury Road.
Mad Max looks amazing.
Oh, that trailer looks phenomenal.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Terminator trailer
looked
pretty good.
Well,
yeah.
To put it to you this way, I did not care about the Terminator movie until I saw the trailer.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, the trailer. The whole thing with the Terminator is they want to take time travel and then totally screw with your head using it.
Yeah.
This looks like it does that to the nth degree, man. There's four
just
or five
layers and layers
yeah,
of
timelines. Yeah. There's like four different timelines established just in the trailer.
Like this new one,
yeah.
Sarah
just in
Connor
the trailer.
Has been like raised
basically,
by Arnold Schwarzenegger's Terminator to be like an nth degree badass.
But then basically he sent back, there's
like,
another one who... Still
when,
sends
so
back
when Kyle
Reese,
Reese shows up.
Kyle Reese
Terminator
shows up.
2 is happening when Kyle Reese shows up.
It's awesome.
So Kyle Reese's like, that. I'm here to save you, Sarah Connor. Oh, wow, you're kicking more ass than I ever
well,
did.
Well, in the scene in the original Terminator, when Kyle Reese first gets there and he's running through that store, that scene is almost shot for shot
yeah.
in the trailer, and then Sarah Connor comes in with like a police SWAT truck and says, come with me if you want to live.
Yeah, and, it turns
and it's
out,
like, wait, what? What is happening?
It turns out the cop following Kyle Reese is a T-1000.
Yeah.
And it's just like...
Wait,
like,
what?
What?
Yeah, very cool.
And they're doing more with the T-1000 now with the whole liquid effect.
Yeah.
It looks
yeah,
like than they were able to get away with it, or that
and
they had the capacity to do in the
and
90s.
And it demonstrated an ability it didn't have or didn't have in Terminator 2 where it had like the spear
itself?
Come out. The spear come out of its arm, it cuts it off, throws it up in the
throws
air, grabs
it.
Throws
yeah.
it like
yeah,
a
yeah, it's
one.
Able to like regenerate its gooiness
yeah.
now, it seems.
Weird. Didn't Terminator 2 won, or at least was nominated for an Academy Award for special
yeah,
effects.
I think it
it's
won.
Amazing how they're still building on that,
yeah.
you know.
Well,
what
special
are
effects
movies?
Move so fast.
Oh, I know, man.
Jurassic World.
Oh, yeah, Jurassic World, great.
Raptor Gang with Star-Lord.
Yeah, Raptor Gang with Star-Lord.
Well,
I watched the trailer again recently.
Raptor,
like, I was at the movies, I saw
T-Rex
the trailer again.
Hybrid?
Something
well,
like
just like
that.
They show like the beast is like,
is it
it'll
Noah
kill everything in its path because, like, they genetically modified it. Why did you pick the murder everything gene?
I know.
Why was that a necessary
Why would you pick
is it
carnivore?
Is it known what the hybrid is?
I'm not sure why you.
They haven't shown it.
They don't actually show it. They don't actually say what the hybridized that.
They want to have that reveal for.
Yeah, but I'm thinking it's along the lines of a T-Rex and a raptor.
Like a smart T-Rex
with usable forearms.
Yeah. That, you know, for whatever reason, John murders McCain. Everything it sees.
Yeah.
But, well, whose idea was that?
I don't know.
To make a dinosaur that's going to kill everything.
Yeah, like, we just know Edinburgh's not going to be in it this time.
The executives, yeah, not the scientists.
I'm just like, why couldn't you just pick a...
Because nobody...
Omnivore.
Nobody wants to go...
Don't do an omnivore, because then they'll still eat meat.
Yeah. It'll
I'm
suck
sorry.
For the forest
like
around
a
here.
Yeah, like
a, like a, like a,
this dinosaur
like
will eat every leaf in its path.
Oh, that kind of sucks, but I can...
A triceratops in a stegosaurus. Then it can protect itself from the front and the back.
Yeah.
Oh,
or ankylosaurus would be much better because it's armored, huh?
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Oh, they got spikes on the stegosaurus.
Either way, the movie looks...
we're getting into...
I don't know how excited I am about Terminator or for...
Mad Max.
I'm excited about Mad Max.
I'm not sure
about Jurassic Park. Is what I'm
yeah, me neither.
Mad Max, though, yeah, it looks hella good.
Oh, dude, it looks so freaking... It looks like a feast for the eyes.
Tom Hardy, I think, is the...
Yeah, and Charlize Theron's in it, too. My favorite African-American.
technically,
she's African-American.
Yeah, you can't see on the...
Why do we apply labels?
Here, but,
I will get your gasoline.
I did a double take when you call Charlize Theron an African-American. Technically true.
I hate labels.
As long as you can run in a serpentine pattern.
Fucking
I have no idea.
Tom Hardy, Bane, yeah. And just Charlize Theron. She didn't run. She ran like in a straight line. And Prometheus.
Oh, from
Tom Hardy, she like humongous.
That happens in all sorts of movies where it's like, oh no, we have to escape this collapsing building. I've run like 800 yards this way. If I had just gone 20 that way, I would have been fine.
Or at 45 degree, you know, cut it in half. Something.
Serpentine.
Whatever. We're off topic.
We
again.
Are way off topic. Who else has something they're looking forward to?
Well, mine's the obvious pick. I'm looking forward to the Avengers, of course.
Oh, yeah.
The trailer was hella good.
Hella good.
Unlike Star Wars, I have every reason to expect this to be awesome.
Yeah.
They're expanding the cast, bringing back the old people. Joss Whedon's still in charge, so
getting some new people.
There's nothing bad. I'm counting the days for that. I can't.
And how many strings do we have?
No strings. No strings.
Man.
So excited.
James Spader is Ultron. Is just holy.
Have you seen him in The Blacklist? His new show, The Blacklist.
Yeah. I hear he's great.
He's amazing in it, man. He's so good in it.
Well, just even this brief voiceover from the trailer here was just Man, I am scared shitless of Ultron.
I'm anxious to see how...
He made a Disney song horror.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm anxious to see how they connect everything. That's my favorite part of any of these Marvel movies now, is how they connect everything. And there's a lot of opportunity with an Avengers movie for them to connect a lot of different pieces. You could bring Doc Strange, you could bring in Black Panther, you could... talk about the Inhumans, because there's going to be, Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver there. There's a lot you can do in Avengers that doesn't just have to end when the final credit scene is shown,
Oh, yeah.
And that's,
A Joss Whedon movie...
Oh, dude.
Can we expect someone to die?
Of course! I would expect no less from Mr. Whedon than someone dying. I'm hoping it's someone awesome. I want tears walking out of the theater. I want the
Kill
whole
Hulk
thing.
Off.
I want the whole thing, man. Like when Wash died. That's the way I want to feel when I walk out. Yeah, exactly.
Don't.
That's the way I want to feel when I walk out, dude.
Bastard.
Huh? I know, I can't
help
myself.
What about when Coulson died?
Coulson, it wasn't as much. Not as much for me. I mean, it was still a moment, but definitely not as much as when freaking Wash... Oh, man. I don't even like to think about when Wash died. But yeah, Avengers, definitely.
Yeah. Dog.
Maybe.
Okay.
Aww.
We're hugging.
And they hug in real life.
Well, let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on away from the hugging. What are you looking forward to most, dude?
I don't know. You guys covered everything.
We did. We covered everything.
You can jump onto one of ours if you want.
Yeah.
Any comics you're looking forward to?
Yeah. Any new comics? Secret Wars?
Secret Wars looks interesting.
It Convergence?
Looks cool. Yeah. It looks pretty cool. I'm not so much Convergence.
Convergence actually looks like it might have some finality to it where Marvel events do not. I think I might pick up both events.
What?
I know.
Back to Marvel?
I know, right?
What is Marvel doing? They're like Black Vortex or Black Mirror.
Black Vortex is a Guardians X-Men crossover.
Yeah.
I'm not really looking forward to
it. I just know that that's what they're pimping out on Free Comic Book Day this year.
They are.
I don't need
yeah.
another Crisis yeah. of Infinite Earths. I've already read that like 10 times.
I'm hoping that this, with Multiversity happening now, and the Earth 2, and then the Forever Evil, which brought in Earth 3, I'm hoping that maybe they finally have their act together.
Look, I can. If they're relying on this alternate universe stuff to be like the big push. Yeah, we've had. It's not like this is something new.
Well, I mean, Multiversity though is really their best selling book right now over at DC. So, and their weeklies, including the two that have to do with the, which will culminate with Convergence, mm-hmm. are selling really well. I have high hopes that DC has their act together. I have no doubts that Jonathan Hickman is going to blow Secret Wars out of the water.
Secret Wars will be great.
I have no doubt. So I have faith. In Hickman, I have confidence.
As far
newfound
as comic book
confidence.
Events go, I am looking forward Riddick? The most to
beautiful art,
Secret Wars.
Secret Wars.
Yeah, me too, man. Oh, it looks incredible.
Both the writing and the artwork on that.
The artwork is going to be stellar. It's give or take with Jonathan Hickman. Hopefully, he's going to be able to keep a focus on an event. And I'm not taking anything away from him as a writer, but he does have a tendency to do these broad stories, these huge, overarching, big scope stories. I'm hoping he can get, you know, maybe drill down and do something a little bit more condensed with Secret Wars.
Did you see how big that map was?
I know, right? I know, right?
Because they do some great paints.
It's amazing.
We're getting the Beyonder again, aren't we?
Huh?
Are we going to get the Beyonder again?
Hopefully.
Who knows?
Hopefully, yeah, that's exactly right. We have really no idea of what Secret Wars is
going to
be.
Other than the creative team, and it's vaguely going to have to do with all this Earth
time
crashing
runs
into
out,
each other,
yeah.
Yeah, all this stuff that the Avengers and New Avengers are dealing with. Other than that, yeah, I don't know what's it going to be about.
I'm excited.
There's Battle World.
It's Jonathan Hickman on a Marvel event.
No, it should be cool.
I don't know, you complained the last time he was on
it
a Marvel
It was still
event.
A good event, I just didn't get any closure. I wanted closure.
In any event, though, there's lots to look forward to here.
Lots
in 2015.
To look forward to in the next year, man. I'm stoked. Any honorable mentions for what we're looking forward to? I mentioned Convergence. I am Batman Eternal Volume 2 is supposed to be a thing next year.
Really?
I've enjoyed Batman Eternal.
It's supposed to be a thing.
I've enjoyed Batman Eternal.
In a gaming front, I'm looking forward to the new Magic expansions. I'm
nice.
Looking forward to
Is the new Zelda supposed to be out next year? Because
hopefully.
They started showing gameplay footage.
It has
at,
to be.
Halo 5?
We'll find out at E3, I'm sure. But if the new Zelda game is coming out next year,
especially the one
I
they
consider that
pimping.
As my number one pick.
Especially the one they're pimping, man. Oh my goodness, it's beautiful.
It looks like they're trying to go for like a Skyrim vibe with like this massive world.
I'm also looking forward to Overwatch.
It's beautiful. Oh yeah, that looks cool. The new Blizzard game.
If I can ever get a Xbox One, Evolve.
Okay. Yeah.
That looks like a fun game.
Yeah. Oh, No Man's Sky looks pretty cool.
There's a lot of things going on in comic books. Scott Snyder's wrapping up his latest Batman story, which will probably be his last Batman story. While at the same time, Dan Slott is going to be finishing up Spider-Man. I'm hoping for new creative teams on both of those books. Those are both Marvel and DC.
They've both done good jobs.
They have done amazing jobs, but I'm interested in seeing where they go.
Even the best writer needs to pass the
torch. It gets stale after a while, man. You can only take so many decades with Bendis writing Avengers. It's the same sort of thing.
Well,
here.
We had four, I think.
I think we did.
I think he's been writing
four
since
decades, maybe four
I think
decades
he took,
worth.
I think he took over right after Stan Lee got off.
You're right.
I'm going to pass it on to you, Excelsior. Okay, Stan.
But yeah, those are both Marvel and DC's primary characters: Batman for DC and Spider-Man for Marvel. I'd like to see new creative teams on there and see what happens.
But anyway,
but we don't know if that's going to happen.
So 2015, good movies, good TV shows. Big comics.
Lots to look forward
some
to.
Some video games.
Yep. And we'll revisit this at the in December of next year.
Well, hope maybe one of these will be the things we pick.
Maybe. Awesome. Thanks, everybody, for listening to this episode of the Geekly Debate. Thanks, as always, to Comic City 2 for giving us the venue. It's like our home away from home.
We love you, Mark.
As always, go to Comic City. Or what? Oh, yeah, OutrightGeekery.com.
You forgot the name of your own
website. I forgot the name of my own website. Sorry.
I'm sure there's a link to it on ComicCity2.com.
There is. OutrightGeekery.com for news, reviews, all kinds of good stuff.
The Facebook, the Twitter.
The Facebook, the Twitter, all the social media places.
Mamma mia.
It's a me. Thanks for listening, and Happy New Year. Drive safe. Don't drink too much.
Okay. right.
Cue the music.
All right. Join us next week on Same Geek Time, Same Geek Channel.
Did you go, Matt, Matt, Matt.
Bleep, bleep.
Matt, Matt, Matt.
Cut it off, Dan.